Hello everybody, Andy here again. Well, today is the 7th of September 2010. 70 years ago, this very day was very, very different, especially for the people of London, but of the UK as a whole. Well, back then, 70 years ago, the Second World War was raging, and during that summer of 1940, the Battle of Britain had been fought above the skies around this particular area where I am now, around the Kent and Sussex and the whole of the southeast of England. But for some reason, Adolf Hitler then decided to change tactics, and he decided to try and bomb the country, and especially London, into submission. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, my father, who died earlier on this year, was around in London. He was born in the East End of London and was actually in the East End of London when the first air raid of the Blitz actually started, a day that became known as Black Saturday by people in London. After he died, I put together a little bit of a personal history of his to be read out at his funeral, and I recounted some of it, and the person who led the funeral actually read out a life story. So I just wanted to put that sort of personal touch to that particular day. So, Saturday the 7th of September 1940, a day that was to become known as Black Saturday by many Londoners. My father and his first wife, who were at the time living in Leighton in London, slightly outside of the main East End, were visiting his wife's parents, who lived in Poplar, which is right in the middle of the Docklands area. My grandfather, as it happened, was within the Port of London Authority Police and actually worked right within the docks as well. They'd been visiting, as I said, his wife's parents in Poplar. They were on their way back home to their own house in Leytonstone, as I said. They were on a trolley bus and they reached as far as Canning Town, which is sort of on the edge, I suppose, of the main Dockland area. And that's when the first air raid, the Blitz started, the sirens started to wail, etc. The bombs started to fall. All the buses were stopped, as you can imagine, as the bombs did start to fall across the East End and right across the Docklands area. And everybody had to get off the bus, get off the streets, get out of their houses and make their way to their own shelters, and brick-built air raid shelters as well. Now, that was about 5 o'clock on the Saturday afternoon. My father and his then wife actually ended up staying in that air raid shelter until 7 o'clock the next morning. They were in there that whole time. Now, he can remember him finally emerging that sort of Sunday morning to a completely different world to what he'd gone down into that shelter. As you can imagine, he could vividly remember all the hoses, the firefighting equipment sort of snaking around the streets, the shock of seeing the damage and that had been caused to the whole Docklands Poplar area and around Canning Town itself. And he said that the fires and devastation were widespread and pretty horrendous. Their first thoughts were for his wife's family, so they went back to Poplar to check on them. Thankfully, they were all right. Of course, then their thoughts returned to their own house as well in Leytonstone, an area which had also been affected. And thankfully, they were all right there as well. The actual Blitz itself lasted for around about 76 days. As I said, London took the brunt of it, but many, many cities throughout Britain actually suffered it in one way or another as well. But during this time, my father still lived in the East End, and he was actually a member of an unofficial air raid, local air raid warden scheme. There were official ones, air raid protection people as well, official, but this was just a locally got together, a community type of thing where people would look out for each other. They'd take it in turns to and have 2-hour shifts during the night, checking up, making sure everything is all right, making sure there were no fires that had come from incendiary bombs that had been dropped. And he said that they do these 2-hour shifts. When you've done your own shift, you then went and knocked up the next man ready for his turn as well. He can remember putting out fires caused by incendiary bombs, or Molotov cocktails as he used to call them, which were dropped to try and spread fires and to cause as much damage as possible. One of them which fell on his own home in Leytonstone, and he said that on another occasion, one of them actually, while he was trying to put it out, caught his jacket alight. He was tempting to put out other fires. So that was a momentous day, Saturday the 7th of September 1940, a momentous day for my father, for my family as well, but also for the people of London and for the people of Britain, and something that needs to be remembered.